I feel like I want to die. And that's all I've got to say about that. We didn't talk for a month after that. It made me sad. It's hard because I shared my whole life with Jenny and then didn't hear from her at all. After a while, she started talking to me again. It was hard for us both, but it was better than not talking. I told Mama that I was talking to Jenny again. Mama always said, talking with people is good, because otherwise folks won't hear what other folks have to say. Mama asked me if Jenny is still with her new boyfriend. I didn't know Jenny even had a new boyfriend, but Mama and everyone else did. I told Jenny that Mama told me about it and said it was okay with me. I was lying to her, though. I tried to pretend like it didn't bother me and everything was fine. It made it seem like things were great between us, and I thought Jenny was happy with things. I tried to prove how much it was okay by talking to Jenny's new boyfriend, telling him that she was special and he should treat her good. He said that he's planning on ditching her. I told him that Jenny's happy and he should not do that to her. He said that she's not the right girl for him, maybe because he's tired of hearing all the stuff she says about me. About a month after all that, I found out that Jenny was with this guy on the day that she sent me the message ditching me. I can't do it no more. I crack. I fall apart. I tell her that it's her fault how awful I feel. She got mad at me. She told me to leave her alone. About 4 or 5 messages later, Jenny tells me to stop messaging her. She's gonna talk to the police, and they will give me a paper telling me to stay away from her. I love Jenny. I don't know why she's saying this to me. I know she reads all my messages. It hurts. But most of the time she runs away from things that she doesn't like instead of facing them. It bothers me that I can only talk to her on the phone or the computer thing. I want to see her again. I want to talk to her in person and not just hear her voice or read something that she typed. Never was much good at reading anyhow. Jenny won't give me the chance. She tells me that my messages are worse than when she was in school and her boyfriend used to be mean and make her do naughty things she didn't want to do. I don't know how my messages could be worse than all that stuff. So I think Jenny is crazy. I always knew something went right with her. She says I'm a monster. That hurt me pretty bad, so I cried a lot. I call her on the telephone and leave her a long message that's mostly just me a bunch of crying. She says she's sorry. Then Jenny told me that she never wants to hear from me again. She don't like me no more. Even though she made me feel happy for 2 years, the 1 month of being mad is all that counts. I think about how Jenny took me in when I had no one. All Jenny can think about is when I was mad and said mean things to her. Stuff that I still think I was right about saying. And that's all I've got to say about that. 2 years later, Jenny sent me a message ending it all. About a week after she came to visit me, she told me she was dating a new guy already. I think she should treat me better than that. Maybe I'm wrong. The worst part is, I can't stop thinking about her. Every day. Sometimes, only for a few seconds, but sometimes for hours. I can't stop. I try getting hobbies. I try never being alone. I take pills to help me sleep at night, because otherwise I just lay in bed thinking. I've tried doing naughty things with other girls to help me forget Jenny, but they always spray some stuff in my face that feels really hot. I've tried being around other girls. I tried being myself. Right now, I'm with a girl I really like. I care about her, but she's not Jenny. And I worry that I'm always going to wish she were. What can I do to forget Jenny? My daddy died when I was little, and this hurts worse than that did. It hurts more because I feel really bad that some of it is my fault. I know that if I had done some things different, then things wouldn't be the same. And Jenny might still be with me. I could be happy. I know it's not good to think about it too much, but don't just go away. Everything makes me think about her. I'd have to move to a new place, get rid of all my stuff, and start doing all different things to stop being reminded of her. But even then, I'd probably still think about her. The girl I'm with now, not Jenny, should be with someone that feels the same way about her that I feel about Jenny. I should be with Jenny. How come Jenny can't see this? I'd give anything just to talk to her for an hour in person. I know it would make things better, and she'd stop being mad and love me again. I don't even care about all the naughty stuff we like to do together. I think we were both getting bored of it anyway. What I miss the most is just being with her. I never felt as close to anyone the way I did with her. She made things better just by being there with me. I still do some of the things we used to do together, and it don't feel right. Something's missing. Mama always said that it ain't good when something's missing, because that means that something should be there, but it's not. A couple days ago, my new girl, not Jenny, asked me what I ever saw in Jenny. And I told her, Jenny made me feel good inside and more happy than anybody else in my life. More than my friends or family or anybody else. She was my best friend and I miss her every day. I miss the way she got me. I miss all the little jokes we had together. I've tried to start these with all the other people I know, and they just look at me funny and move away. I want Jenny back, and I know I can't have her. If I have to either be sad all the time or forget Jenny, then I'd rather forget her. But I can't. I don't know how. It's been more than a year, and I still love her. I got better at pretending, but it's just pretend. I ditched my 5 years girlfriend in less than 3 months. I ditched a friend I had for 15 years, and I wasn't so bothered by it. But Jenny, I can't let go. Why can't she see how loyal I am? If anyone knows anything I can do, please tell me. Because I got no ideas, and I'm starting to fall apart. And that's all I've got to say about that.